Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball against the Dodgers today. Well, coming up is opening day, and that is going to be Friday, April the 8th. And coincidentally, Turner Classic Movies, my favorite channel during the winter, believe me, gets me through the baseball season, the off season, has a special play ball marathon, which will start on Friday, April the 8th, and it'll go from 5 to 9 p.m. Pacific. And then also coming back on Friday, April the 15th, from 5 to 9, showing 6 movies over those 2 days. And it is a welcome back to the baseball season from TCM. Joining us today, and what an honor to have him on the show, Eddie Muller, who is the world authority on film noir. He's a writer of many books as well. He's the host of Noir Alley on TCM on Saturday nights. And his partner, Ben Mankiewicz, a TV personality, film critic. I love following him on Twitter, believe me. Political commentator, a very famous family, and another host of TCM. So, guys, nice to have you with us. Eddie, first of all, I'm glad to have you with us today.
Marty, this is probably the high point of my tenure on TCM is talking to you about baseball, because I have been listening to you for years and loving every minute of it.
And Ben, it's good to have you here. And I know, tell us a little bit. I want to know a little bit more about your baseball background, of course.
Well, I hated baseball. It was boring. It moved slowly. I didn't like black and white movies either. I was a terrible child. I was a football fan and a basketball fan. And then the 1975 World Series, the great Red Sox-Reds World Series, which I had no interest in. My cousins came down from New York, and they were big baseball fans, 2 years older and 4 years older, and they watched it with my dad, right, and connected to my dad while watching. And I just remember sort of watching them watch that series and thinking, this cannot stand. Like, what is this? These clowns come in here, and they're bonding with my dad. And I literally willed myself in 1976 to be a baseball fan. And for reasons that are still a little bit unclear to me, I settled on the Oakland A's while growing up in Washington, D.C. And then that was cemented after everybody was gone, after Finley sold everybody in 1977 in Mitchell Page's rookie year. And I just became a 10-year-old boy obsessed with the Oakland A's in D.C., and it has never changed.
Well, it's a pleasure to follow you on Twitter. You've always got some good comments about baseball as well. Eddie, what about you? Of course, your dad was a boxing writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, and you're a longtime Giants fan. How did baseball hook you?
Well, I got to start, Marty, by saying it was the Examiner, because my dad, every time somebody says my dad
okay.
wrote the Chronicle, he spins a little bit in his grave every time
right.
I hear
sorry.
That. So that's okay. It was the Examiner. And yeah, because I was grew up the son of a sports writer, I got free tickets to everything. So it was a pretty good deal. And yeah, I was a Giants fan from the time I could toddle, you know. And we actually didn't live that far from Willie Mays. And I remember playing in the playground with Michael, his son, and I was just a huge baseball fan from the beginning. My dad, I think, was upset that I liked baseball more than boxing.
Boy, I love it. Let's talk a little TCM and this Playball Marathon, which comes up April the 8th and April 15th. Ben, maybe you could start it off. And how did this come together for TCM? Why this year, and some of the movies we'll talk about, but why did this come about?
Well, it's contrary to my public persona. I love Eddie, and Eddie tolerates me. And God bless the programming people and the PR people and the social media people, because they look for things that Eddie and I can do together. Because we have a nice rapport, and we like each other, respect each other, and we both are, really passionate about, movies, politics, and baseball, and a couple other things. But those are a big three for both of us, I think. And really good writing. Of course, Eddie's a terrific writer. My dad loved his two boxing novels, loves them. It made sense, to do this, and they know that we care. And as you'll see, I think, depending on how they edit this, and they don't edit very much, but you know, when we shot this in late February, we kept saying, man, we hope there's baseball when these air. It was in the middle of the lockout, and we were, you know, not feeling optimistic in any way. So we're thankful that, I guess, on Friday the 8th will be, you know, that's the second day of the season. And the A's opener in Philly. Of course, the A's opening with their natural rivals, the Phillies. it came about because the good people at TCM wanted ways to put me and Eddie together, and baseball made a logical sense.
Well, it's fabulous. When you guys are together on the air, it's terrific. Eddie Muller joins us with Ben Mankiewicz from TCM. Eddie, let's talk some of the movies. First of all, Angels in the Outfield, 1951. Now, of course, there's a later version, but this one is very interesting. It's a terrific movie starring Paul Douglas. Janet Leigh is in it as well. We've got Ralph Kiner's Corner in Forbes Field, Bing Crosby. This is an interesting movie, and I don't remember seeing it very often. Tell us about Angels in the Outfield. That kicks off the Play Ball Marathon on Friday, April 8th at 5 p.m.
Yeah, Angels in the Outfield is actually one of my favorite films in the series, and which is odd because I don't normally go for fantasy-type things, but it's the story of the fictitious manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates who is such a hothead, kind of based on Leo Durocher, that an angel visits him and tells him that if he can change his ways, it'll help his team and their pennant chances. And so it's a really, really clever movie. And Paul Douglas is just fantastic because, as you may know, Marty, he was a sports broadcaster himself. And he kind of made the transition into acting from the radio booth, which I thought was kind of cool. And he's just fantastic in the film. And, how do you not love young Janet Leigh? She's just sensational. And it's just a terrific film, really. I know Ben prefers the later version with Danny Glover, but I'm a fan of the original.
Well, no, I prefer the later. Thank you for segueing into that. I prefer the later version with Danny Glover for one and reason and one reason only. The Paul Douglas movie is definitely better. The later version is very Disney-fied, but the later version does have in a bit part as the Angels first baseman. A character named Abascal, peculiar choice of a name, played by Mitchell Page. And in fact, when Danny Glover is so mad at the team I didn't know he was in it when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's Mitchell Page. Nobody knows that's Mitchell Page. His career was done by that. He was coaching. But when Danny Glover is demanding the team's losing, they've lost, 15 straight games, and he says, we're going to come in tomorrow before the game. We're going to take infield, right? You know, he's better, and Abascal Mitchell Page says fundamentals in the middle of the season. That's his contribution to American cinema. But Carney Lance also in the movie, so you get a little right. One half of the great by the way, the greatest poster in the history of sports, the Carney Lansford with Chili Davis and the Chili con Carney poster. It really doesn't get better than that.
And people should know that Mitchell Page, the Rage, is your favorite player
by far, and really a rookie season in 1977 that rivals the best rookie seasons of the last 50 years, and only because nobody saw the A's and no East Coast writers ever saw one of their games. I mean, he should have been a unanimous choice for rookie of the year, but he ended up losing to Eddie Murray. It was really his only great year. It was okay his second year.
Yeah. All right. Ben Mankiewicz with us. Eddie Muller talking about TCM and the Play Ball Marathon. You can see why you want to watch this, to watch these guys go back and forth on baseball. What a pleasure. Bull Durham comes up on Friday, April 8th, and I will tell you, that's at 7 p.m. I'll tell you this story. Crash Davis, of course, is the famous character in this movie played by Kevin Costner. I got to meet the real Crash Davis. He played for the Philadelphia A's in the early 40s, and when we did 100 years of A's baseball, they brought him out to Oakland. And I said, how did you get in the movie? And I guess Ron Shelton looked in an old Southern Association yearbook and looked at all the names, and he said, Crash Davis, that's a good one. And lo and behold, yep. Crash Davis became a movie star. So that's my little contribution to Bull Durham.
Geez, Marty, well, I should have called you earlier so we could have used that on the air. That's pretty good. That's better than anything I came up with.
great guy. And if you go to AmericanInnings.org, I did a vignette about Crash Davis with his original voice, of course, and it's a real North Carolina, Gastonia, North Carolina accent. So it's I love the movie. If you ask me my favorite movie in baseball, Bull Durham is it for me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it'll take some TCM viewers by surprise. It is playing right in prime time, and there's enough language and sex in that movie to even interest the non-baseball fan. So
I love it. That's a good one. Now, it finishes up. The closer is Take Me Out to the Ball Game from 1949. Now, this is a little bit one of the great musicals of all time, but look who's in it. Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Esther Williams. And this is an interesting story as well. Ben, why don't you fill us in on this story?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, Esther Williams in a baseball movie. I think she's the owner, right? And there's no swimming, right? It's rare.
No, she does. Williams. No, she does. She swims. She swims right off the bat.
She has to. It,
so to speak.
Oh, she does.
She can get it out of the way quickly, right? She swims in the hotel pool, and they just throw in a quick shot.
But it's not really, it's not a swimming, it doesn't feature swimming the way a normal Esther Williams movie does, but you normally didn't have to share the screen with Kelly and Sinatra. No, look, it's fun. I mean, it's a nice contrast to Bull Durham, which has so much baseball realism in it, and, you know, Angels in the Outfield, which has very little, and then Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which has none. So we end the night on a high note, but it's, you know, it's fun, and it's you know, at that point, you know, MG, and nobody made those musicals better in that era than Arthur Freed's unit at MGM.
Yeah, it's a good story. I mean, they're vaudevillians, and gamblers get in the middle of it and try to get them to throw the game and all that. Eddie Arnold is in it. How about that? Guys, it's considered one of the great musicals, right, of all time.
There's some really clever songs in that film, and the one reason I really am happy we showed it, I mean, besides the music and how great it is to see these stars, I when we programmed this, I wanted to make sure we were getting baseball movies that represented the breadth of the history, right? And so here was one where we could actually show, like, turn of the century baseball with the old uniforms and all that.
Nice.
I thought that was important to have it in contrast to some of the newer stuff. So it's terrific, and I think it really does play pretty well. I think people might be surprised at how much they enjoy it.
Good one. All right, now we come back April 15th for the second part of the doubleheader. Let's make it a baseball night. Starting off with the Jackie Robinson story, and Jackie is in it with Ruby Dee, and it is one of the great baseball stories of all time, one of my favorites too. Eddie, talk about Jackie Robinson in that one, 1950.
Well, this is kind of the cornerstone of the whole series, I think, because it's right. Isn't that Jackie Robinson Day that we're airing
yep.
it?
Yes, April 15th.
So, and more than just saying that, you know, Jackie is in it, I mean, he stars in it. He plays himself in the movie, and it's pretty astounding. I'm not going to say this is the greatest baseball movie of all time, but as a time capsule of that era and the idea of this groundbreaking athlete playing himself only a couple of years after he broke in, you know, and broke the color line in baseball, it's a pretty astounding achievement. And what's interesting about it is the movie was not made by a big studio because, frankly, they didn't have the guts to do it. Mm. So it's kind of an independent production that is quite good, actually. I mean, not only Jackie Robinson is in it, but a very young Ruby Dee plays his wife in the film, and it's very powerful, I think.
And Jackie does a great job. And, Ben, I'll throw this to you. You're too young for this, but it's filmed at Gilmore Field, which was the home of the old Hollywood Stars of the PCL. How about that?
I got a Hollywood Stars hat and a Hollywood Stars T-shirt. That were my dad's team.
Really?
He showed me. Yeah. Gilmore Field, basically where sort of the CBS Television City is now.
Right.
You know, by the Grove out here in L.A. And, Dad was he was not a Los Angeles Angels fan. He was a Hollywood Stars fan. Jackie Robinson's performance, if you just look at the how he is. You know, he's not an actor, and he definitely wasn't going to be an actor. But there is this, like, basic integrity and then this authenticity that this guy, who is the only person who could really possibly explain what it was like to go through that, you know, and this is 1950. So, I mean, he's 3 years in. He finished three seasons. That's it. Everything was still pretty fresh. So, again, the authenticity that comes from Robinson Blaine himself, I think, outweighs the fact that he didn't really know how to deliver a line, but it doesn't matter. And also, the movie is like, I don't know, 70 minutes long. It moves at a very brisk pace.
Well, I love everything that Jackie did then. I was in Brooklyn. I saw him play. And just to hear his voice, and he does a great job in the movie. This is one, really, that you don't want to miss. Let me ask you this, guys, and Eddie, I'll ask you this first. Why does baseball have such a hold on everyone, whether it's books, film? What is it about baseball that gets to the core of the listener or the watcher?
Well, I think it's certainly true that more great writing, there's more great writing about baseball than any other sport. And what it is that appeals to writers, I think it's just the seasonal aspect, that it's like rejuvenation. I know that my year starts with the beginning of the baseball season. I don't care anything about winter. It's just like a grind to get through. And all of those cliches are so true about, you know, it's a new year. We get to try again. And then the fact that the baseball season, unlike most sports, it's this crusade. You know, it's not just a one-off deal. You're not playing once a week. It's this monumental crusade through the year. So as you know, Marty, that's why last year, when the Giants season ended so abruptly on that called third strike, it's like, You mean that's it? It's over? All of that came down to that one pitch? But I guess that, you know, there's no end to the life lessons that we take away from baseball, right? Because it's like you can campaign all you want for months on end, and then it's over in the blink of an eye.
Ben, I'll throw this to you because, you know, your dad, very famous in the political arena, NPR and everything else. Your brother, of course, Josh, teases you all the time, and he's on TV as well. But you brought up a good point, going back to 75 in the World Series. There's something about baseball that brings you back to some innocence, and it comes out in the films, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, the best sports movies generally have been about baseball. Certainly there are more sports movies about baseball than anything else. Boxing might well be second. I don't know. You know, I don't know that anybody's ever broken that down. But you know, the thing about baseball, you know, like TCM, it does. The history in baseball matters more than in any other sport. That is undeniable. You can like basketball more. You can like baseball more. I suppose technically he could like hockey more, though that's insane. But baseball has this connection to our past, to the country's past, which is far richer than any other game. And I think that matters a lot. And the very things that people criticize baseball for, they play too many games, the pace of the game is slow, are the very reasons why people, I think, many of the people who love baseball are so passionate about it, because it's different, because it's a long season, because the best team in baseball loses 62 games a year in general, you know, or in the Giants case last year, 55. You know, like, even if you're great, you have essentially the equivalent of a 10-6 record in the NFL. And obviously the best players fail all the time. So it tells a very different story than any other sport. I'm a huge basketball fan, a huge football fan, but baseball is different, and its difference is what I celebrate most.
Boy, I'm so glad TCM, Turner Classic Movies, is doing this April 8th and April 15th from 5 to 9 p.m. Last two movies on the 15th, one is The Natural, which has my favorite actor, Sibby Sisti, who is the manager of the Pirates, and he's an all-time Boston Brave, and I love seeing him in the movie. And then, of course, Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper, which is, of course, the Lou Gehrig story. So that's quite a way to finish Friday night. Ben, what do you think?
Well, I mean, The Natural is a movie that I don't even know that I loved it when I first saw it. I do now. We did a screening of it in Buffalo, where almost the entire movie was shot. They went there just for the Memorial Stadium. That was the stadium, the minor league ballpark there, that the production designer thought was going to work best for the baseball stuff. And then it turned out, like, Buffalo's such an interesting city architecturally that, you know, it worked. It stood in for New York. It stood in for Chicago. Rural Buffalo stood in for the train stop where Robert Redford strikes out the Babe Ruth-type character, you know, Joe Don Baker. So Buffalo loves it, and I sort of like the city of Buffalo. The movie's growing on me. You know, it's inspired by the Philadelphia Phillies first baseman Eddie Wakis, who was shot by a crazy fan. You know, I guess I thought it was a little silly with the magic at the end, but now I mean, I'm an easy cry, but I cry all the time when I watch The Natural.
That was wonderful. And the last one, Pride of the Yankees, I'll say this about it. And it really speaks for itself, the Lou Gehrig story. But to hear him give his speech at the end of the movie in his own words, for me, was terrific. And I ran into Brooke Shields, I don't know, 15 years ago, and they were celebrating Lou Gehrig Day at the at Candlestick or at Oracle, wherever we were. I forget what stadium we were at that point. But she was doing the speech, and I said, well, have you heard the speech? She says, no. And I said, well, you know, the way he speaks, he says, I'm the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. You know, he gives a real New York accent, and she was not aware of that. So I was hoping that she would correct it when she gave the speech at Candlestick, wherever we were, but she never did. It was she said earth, and Lou said earth. Because he was from New York, and Ben, Columbia as well, where you were too. Guys, it's great to have you on. I love it. I wish that we could do an hour on this thing, but I can't wait to watch you guys together. You're a great team together, and TCM, it's a great service for all the baseball fans, and it's a pleasure having you guys on. We'll do it again during the season.
I hope so. And Marty, you will get a nice pleasant surprise on the 15th when you see us together on the set. I'm just going to tease it. I'm not going to say any more about that, but I'll just say that the Bay Area represents on April 15th.
Beautiful. All right, guys, have a good day, and I appreciate you being on. I want to do this again during the season. We'll have you both on. Thank you.
Terrific. Go Giants.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, terrific. That is Eddie Muller, Ben Mankiewicz. More baseball coming up, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.